Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, October 3rd, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
ES Gold Corp. CIA eyes transformative months ahead with fully funded Montauban Gold-Silver Project. ES Gold Corp., a pre-production stage company, is moving towards long-term operations processing historic tailings at its Montauban Gold-Silver Project. The company recently secured two rounds of funding for the project, with infrastructure and building completion expected by mid-Q4 2025. ES Gold's management anticipates that developing Montauban's tailings processing capabilities will generate high-margin revenues and minimize dilution while advancing its gold-silver discovery efforts. With the recent funding, ES Gold is fully financed to complete Montauban, unlocking long-term value and supporting future discovery opportunities across its portfolio.
Investor news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp., GMIN, GMINF, secures Sudam tax incentive for Tocantinzinho Gold Mine. G Mining Ventures Corp. has secured a Sudam tax incentive for its Tocantinzinho Gold Mine in Brazil. The approval reduces the corporate income tax rate from 34% to approximately 15.25% for 10 years, starting in fiscal 2025. This incentive will strengthen TZ's economics, expand margins, and boost free cash flow to support growth initiatives, including the Oko West Gold Project in Guyana and exploration at Gurupi. GMIN is focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects to become a mid-tier precious metals producer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. UGI set to begin additional system upgrades in Hazleton next week. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Hazleton next week. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service with an opportunity for some homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. Work will take place on various streets, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers, residents, and business owners may experience road closures, detours, and parking restrictions, along with some interruptions to natural gas service. The new gas main installation is expected to be completed by the end of December, with temporary restoration of the area to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves more than 760,000 customers, and more information is available at www.uga.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.